Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas, and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career that has found him turning and scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, The Other Guys, 12 Strong, and many more. You can see him on the new season of the ABC Extreme Mini Golf Competition, Holy Moly. And now, he's back home in KC for this weekend's Big Slick Celebrity Weekend to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Oh, look at you, handsome devil, in the studio.
Oh, that's the tune!
And he's just fiddle. Yeah, did you jog here, man? Look how fit he is. Like, he's just... I'm going the other way, and dude, you're just going. You're like, what are you doing? What do you do besides work out now?
I don't work out at all. I wish I did. I get winded coming up the steps. I had to walk up the steps here. I had to take a minute, lean on the railing.
You in town for, of course, the Slick. Yes. And what year is this now?
13.
How could it be?
Big Slick 13.
13.
13.
Man.
That happened crazy. In the blink of an eye. I remember standing here, Big Slick 1 with you.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on, Johnny. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't.
Who knew? You just literally got a bunch of your friends, and you and Keckner and Stone Street and Rudd and Sudeikis, and you get together and you go, we have an idea. We can do something in Kansas City. We have a lot of friends, a lot of people. And they were like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We're going to play wiffle ball. Then there's going to be a
poker tournament.
It was poker, yeah, the first year. And then I've still got that great picture of you and I. And I just look as confused as can be. Rob, I don't know how to play poker. So is this good?
Yeah.
Like show it in my hand.
Just keep calling.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was such a sensation. But nobody, I thought it was really interesting, especially the first few years. Some news caught it. Locally, everyone did. But national didn't quite catch a whiff. And I was like, I kind of hope it stayed like that, you know?
Because it did. You know, for a while there, it kind of flew under the radar for the first two or three years. And it was just a local thing, which was fine because we needed to, you know, I think in anything worthwhile, it's kind of a crawl, walk, run type thing.
Always.
You have to figure it out. You have to understand it. You have to get to know all the players, all the people. And then you start to advance it. And that's kind of what happened here. And by the way, you've been such a great supporter since the first year. By the way, not many people get that can say that. Like, you've been with us since day one.
Well, I mean, so that's easy. Of course, man. It's such a fantastic idea. Yeah. The idea that, you know, all these people come together to benefit this children's hospital. And you guys know, you go there every year. You visit these kids. You see the struggles of these kids.
Absolutely. It's so real. Once you go there and spend any time with the doctors, the nurses, the patients, and the parents.
Yeah.
That's when it hits you like a thunderbolt. It's one of those moments where you can't unring the bell. You just go, okay, well, now that's happened, and now this is me going forward. I'm going to be part of this.
There's no justification. There's nothing you can tell yourself like, this is why I can't do it this time or why it won't happen. You go, no, because no matter what my situation is, it's not this situation.
Yeah.
It's not a parent terrified that they're going to lose the most important thing in their life. It's not a little kid who's just unaware and afraid and sick and feels terrible.
Fighting an adult battle, you know, and they don't. It'll choke you up in 2 seconds. It'll turn you into waterworks in 2 seconds. Oh. And I got to say, too, you know, what's fun about this, though, the fun part about it is when we started, it was a poker tournament, just a poker tournament. We did play a wiffle ball game, but it was a poker tournament. And then we walked across the hallway from the poker room to Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah.
where we had three auction items. One of them was a motorcycle.
Yep.
And that was it. And it was, thanks, everybody. And now we're at the T-Mobile Center.
Which is incredible.
You know, and the first one we had, I think, 6 or 7 celebrities. And this weekend we're going to have 31 celebrities.
Smartest. I remember Gloria, and they pushed the bar out. The big rolling bar. That I go, oh, this is going to get great. And everybody just started to get loose. And yeah. It just became like you were invited to the parties that you only hear about.
Yeah.
And you just see all of these amazing people that you've known all your life as on television or movies or comedians or musicians. And it's a pretty good group of people who now want to come back because it's something special to them.
Well, I give credit to so many people. One, Kansas City, the people of Kansas City for showing up. Because without people showing up, we don't have an event. So the fact that they show up and take care of this treasure we have in Kansas City, which is Children's Mercy Hospital, and we got to take care of it. Kansas City has to take care of it. So I love that Kansas City shows up for it. But our celebrity guests that come in, you know, I know what it's like when someone calls and says, hey, will you give up a whole weekend away from your family and your downtime when you're resting and whatever? And will you fly to the middle of the country and spend a weekend being on, being available to the people, you know, you kind of go, oh, my God.
Because it's never going to end. Like, the second you hit here, your time is it's all on.
It's all on. And so, our celebrities that come in, I just think so highly of them because I know what it's like. I know what the ask is. You know, if someone calls and says, hey, Rob, will you come to Indianapolis for the weekend and just be on the whole weekend? You're like, yeah, sure. Well,
because if you guys would say yes.
Yeah.
Every weekend would be gone.
Yeah.
If you would say yes, if any of these guys would, because they're asked, all of you guys are asked. Now, and it's all worthy, and you want to do it all, but you cannot.
Right.
So when you put this together, and it really is a fun, because you know how it is. Some charitable events, I always go, man, they're so well-intentioned, but this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. If I watch another view of animal cruelty, I'm going to freak out. Like, you know, but you know it's for a great cause, but this is exactly 100% the opposite. It's joyful, and it talks about the good things and the good things that are getting done.
Yeah.
And it's just not wringing all your emotions out. It is truly like a bunch of laughs, a bunch of entertainment, a bunch of feel good while explaining why this is such an important hospital.
Absolutely. You just described it beautifully. And I think we try to keep it fresh. We try to bring in new faces. We try to do, you know, keep it interesting.
Let's talk about that.
And we do, by the way. We've got a great lineup this year of
I gotta pull it up,
what I call alumni, people who have come, you know, are coming back. And we've got a lot of first-year people. And our show, by the way, there's still tickets available for Saturday night's show at the T-Mobile Center.
Is there?
Yeah. So if you want to get involved, if you want to help Children's Mercy Hospital, if you want to take care of this Kansas City treasure, come out Saturday night. We got a great show. We got comedy. We got magic. We got music. We're going to have a live auction.
Baron Corbin's going to be allowed in.
He is. He's going to be allowed.
What are you guys thinking? He's a goddamn animal. He's an animal, Rob. I know him. He's an animal.
Good.
Yeah. He's.
We need some animals.
He's fantastic.
We need a little bit.
I went to his brother's wedding reception.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Baron was there. Yeah. And they all grew up together. And then Baron and Sonny starts by stories. And pretty soon, people are for fun punching each other in the face. Like, for real. Like, he's like, this is so great. And the kind of toughness I simply don't possess.
Yeah, I don't. The face punching
no
parties, you know, I gave those up a long time ago.
It is. But I mean, I'm looking right now through, and Adam Scott Holmes, he's just such a monster fan of it. And Kansas City's David Cook. It's wonderful to see that guy, man.
Well, and then, you know, Saturday night, the show, we've been working for years to get this performer to Big Slick. And scheduling's always been a nightmare. However, this year, she's agreed to come. Sheryl Crow.
Isn't that incredible?
Is coming,
man.
And she's not only going to come, she wants in on the whole weekend. She's going to be playing softball with us. She's going to be visiting the kids. She's going to be she's going to be performing some of her songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so excited, and she's so excited because, you know, she's a Missouri girl.
Yep.
And so she's like, she's been wanting to come too, but it finally came together this year.
It'll be so, because she is one of those performers that's like, it's all smiles. It's all feel good, man. Like, she's one of those, that's one of those superstar power people you meet and you're like, wow, you have that thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
She's a lot of people, myself included, consider her icon level.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Dude, it's fun to watch these people who come through, and it's everything. Like, you have a Sheryl Crow, but then like McKay.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's a huge thing in Hollywood. Now, people may not always recognize that name.
Yeah. But he has an Academy Award.
Yeah, you go, what? And to see him get loose and have fun and bust balls and really have a great time interacting with that audience. Yeah. And then the auction is, now it's gone ridiculous.
Yeah, and we usually, you know, it depends on what the projects everybody's working on.
Right.
But we have really cool auction items that are experiential, the kind of that you could do, you know, you don't get to find in any other auction anywhere in the country.
No, man.
So like, it's really special.
Well, there's because I'm dragging through, like, if you want a meet and greet with Daughtry, you know, that's in. Yeah. You've got a meet and greet with David Cook. Of course, you're sporting Kansas City Suite. I'm looking through it right now. Cocktails and Karaoke with Dustin Colquitt.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I mean, and if he sings a wide range of music. He doesn't sing it well.
He sings a wide range. The whole catalog.
Yeah, he sells the whole catalog.
What a goofy bastard. Like, what a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Like, I love guys
like
that.
I'm talking Garth Brooks to Roberta Flack. He's got the whole thing covered. That's Colquitt.
Dude, Norm from Cheers, man, drinks with him at Boulevard.
It's truly
George Wendt. I mean,
these are experiential things that are really special.
God, for sure.
And if you're a sports fan, you know, you got the KU basketball package, you got the Chiefs, you got the Sporting KC. I mean, there's so much.
Oh, I know. And you got handled. I think it was David Ball who bought.
Yes, he bought the KU package.
And I know Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, goddamn, Rob. Because that's like two sticks of dynamite and just walking into a fire party. What's going to happen here?
I will say, he bought the package, he embraced it, and we had the best time ever. We had the best time up at KU. We went to the game. We went out to dinner. We went to drinks after the game.
Yeah.
We went to drinks after the game. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. No, I've gotten videos of him at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, are you blowing stuff up? He's talking to his voice like, watch this. And literally, giant explosions out of his house. I'm like, you maniac. But he's another philanthropist. He's a guy who loves to have fun. And he likes to give and help.
Yes.
And that's where this auction stuff comes in, man. These are once-in-a-lifetime moments.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Well, I remember a couple of years back, I auctioned off going down the red carpet at the Dumb and Dumber 2 premiere.
Yes, I remember.
And then going to the premiere and then going to the after party. And that went, you know, sold for much, a lot. But then when you got people like Jason and Paul Rudd, sexiest man alive, by the way, man alive.
So handsome.
So handsome. So nice. By the way, he'll be there. So if you want to see the sexiest man alive, be here this weekend, guys. And he's a Kansas City. He's a true blue Kansas City original.
Oh, I saw his picture from high school the other day.
Yeah. Ugly. Ugly.
That hair was so beautiful. I was like, that hair. It was a mane. It was glorious.
It was. He had the pompadour. He had the mullet.
He had all. It was just.
It was working. It was working in the front. It was working in the back.
Yes.
It was working overtime.
Yes. Yes.
It was Bachman Turner overdrive.
And then I know Sudeikis, he got called.
Yes, unfortunately he did. It's worth talking about
because I don't want anybody saying anything at all negative because you don't understand. Like, this is a dude who's worked his ass off.
Yes.
And when you're contractually obligated and they say, we're shooting now, you shoot then.
Yeah,
like, there's no getting around it.
If you're part of a production that has well into probably 300, 400, 500 people.
Yeah.
You don't get to say, everybody stop.
Yeah, none of you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the production has to go on because there's time limits. There's da-da-da-da. So, unfortunately, he is in London.
Yeah. It can't be helped. Like, they pull it and they go, now we're doing it this week. Exactly. And it's just the way you've done movies. You've gotten lots and lots of movies. You know, it's constantly changing.
Yeah. It's bigger than you.
Yes.
It's bigger than the individual. And that's why we have multiple hosts.
Yep.
So if something like this did come up, we're covered. You know, we can take care of it.
But you put you and Rudd and Koechner and Stone Street, who I just recently started talking to and chatting with and texting back and forth. What a fantastic maniac.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the same problems we all do. Like, I mean, and the tens of problems of what he likes. He's like, yeah, I've got he's got like 300 acres up north.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, he's got his own giant disgrace land.
Oh, nice.
I think it's called Falling Tree. I know they're out there setting fires, blowing stuff up, chainsawing stuff. I'm like, oh, we need to all get together. We all need to get together.
This could be dangerous, though.
Yes.
I mean, in a good way.
Oh, he's pure KCK. Now, he is the dot personified.
That's so good.
And it's that representation from the Piper crowd, man, you know? Mm-hmm. That's because it is fun to watch all of your trajectories. You know, I remember when you worked at Stanford's. I mean, it seems like a lifetime, two lifetimes ago, you know, from there to here. But, you know, and Paul, you know, his rise, and Sudeikis, and his and Stone Street, all this, and Koechner from Tipton. Mm-hmm. And it really is crazy to think of the talent that came out of this area.
And there's so much more. There's more talent. We've got, you know, you got Heidi Gardner, who's on Saturday Night Live. She's coming this weekend. She's a Kansas City loyal, you know, true blue Kansas City. Cap McNamara, David Desmulchin, Randy Flagler. You know, we've got a lot of, there's a big Kansas City talent pool out there, and they're all doing what Kansas City folk do, which is grind and work. We have a good work ethic here in the Midwest.
Without a doubt.
And when we take it out to either coast, it's no surprise to me that we succeed because we work. We
must
grind.
Be like goddamn aliens to them. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I don't know, I've already done this and that. You're like, I'm sorry, we get up, we go to work every single day.
Every day. Every day, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Hey, so here's the thing. You know, Henry Winkler, you know, he's the most wonderful,
gentle man ever. I
would kill somebody for him, literally.
He's so gentle, so kind, so sweet that you almost think, are you putting me on?
No,
and then you realize, no, he is the sweetest, kindest soul in the world. He writes those children's books.
Yes.
And I did some project with him, and we just were having a conversation, and he found out I had, you know, a young son, and he was like, oh, it's about the age. And the next day, I had a whole stack of his books.
Do you know the story about how we became friends?
Huh.
It's the worst, most embarrassing thing ever. He was coming in for a Comic-Con. I'll have to have him pull it up. I thought he was asking me to dinner.
Uh-huh.
So I'm fawning, Jake and I, because he's the Fonz. It's part of my childhood. Like, I watched that. It was Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
It's a lock, yeah. Same.
And so you have to find the conversation where I thought he was asking me to go to dinner, and he wasn't. But you have to hear the way the whole thing was set up. I can't wait to meet you on Friday. Jake's coming out. He's going out Friday or Saturday?
Going out Friday, I think.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Saturday night, dinner.
Yes.
Best restaurant, Kansas City.
Isn't that the most painful thing you've ever heard in your life? I accept. He had no idea. He never heard through the phone me accept. And he just asked me where a good place to eat was. And then the noise, because I knew what just happened. It was like a whole city took a running start at my balls. I was like, this went on like for weeks. And apparently everywhere he went in Kansas City, they were like, Johnny, and he didn't know what was happening. And he started calling my phone. And then I got afraid and I wouldn't answer my phone because I thought I made the Fonz mad. And I was like, oh, I don't even know what to do. I'm panicking.
I don't know if it's possible to make the Fonz mad.
No.
Life.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And so over the years, we ended up being friends. And he is, the point of this with Henry is he loves Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Loves. Have you been listening to all the things he's been talking about
lately? No, I missed some of this.
Oh, he was on Rich Eisen the other day.
Kind of difficult to describe to people who are unfamiliar with it, as you might have been.
Patrick Mahomes?
I have,
That's all he wanted to talk about.
Yes, I have met Patrick Mahomes.
He's one of my heroes.
Oh, is that right?
That's true.
Oh.
Okay.
I root for that team, even though I've never lived there.
Yes.
I think he is just phenomenal to watch.
I will leave.
Henry, I gotta pick up the phone and call Henry.
Yes.
So now that I know this, I'm gonna call him. I want to call him right now.
He wants to eat with Patrick. I think he'd come in and do the slick if you just asked him. But if you were like, hey, why don't you and Patrick and I all get together, I think his head would come off.
Well, this is, consider this now on my to-do list.
Yeah.
This is going to happen.
We've talked. He was on the show yesterday, and we talked more about it.
Yeah.
And it's very real. Like, he'll email me. All of a sudden, my email will pop up during a game, and he was like, are you watching? And I'm like, I am watching. And he's like, it's incredible. He's so – and I don't – you know me. I'm not a sports guy, but I love the Patrick Mahomes story.
Yeah.
I love who he is. I love to watch that kid smile.
Yeah.
And underhand it away, and you're like, did you just do that? Like,
well, it's that thing, too, where, you know, you kind of take it for granted that, oh, yeah, he's our quarterback. He plays for our team, and – he's taken us to four AFC championships. Like, so people take that for granted now. It's like, don't.
Mm.
Don't take any of this for granted because
I was here in the 90s.
There's going to be a window where he is going to shine so bright.
Yes.
And then, you know, like anybody, you have your time on the stage and then it's over. And athletes are much shorter than anybody else. So savor every minute with Patrick in this town.
And you play golf with him.
Yeah, I play. I was lucky enough to host his charity event last year. And I would have done it this year, but I was filming something. So I think the world of him, he's got the right mind, the right heart. He loves this town.
And he's that same guy we see.
Yep. What you see is what you get.
I love that.
That's always the best, too.
Yeah, man. That kind of, you know, when he first got here, he had that great Kermit the Frog voice. I heard him talk. I go, whoa, I could not love you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not the coolest of the cool. He was just this awkward.
It's like when you heard Tyson talk for the first time.
Yeah.
You're like, you got to be kidding me.
Are you doing that on purpose?
Yeah.
And then you watch him play. And again, I'm not a sports guy. I don't break it down. But I just saw him do so many unusual things. And then be as surprised as anyone. Like he was just
worked.
Like, yeah. Well, we should do that again.
Yeah.
And you just fell in love with the kid. He's pure Kansas City.
Yeah.
And so we got to get he and Henry together.
I would. That's my goal for Big Slick 14.
Yep.
Unfortunately, this one's already engaged.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But Big Slick 14, I am going to work that issue.
I'm telling you, guys, there's still tickets available for T-Mobile Center. And of course, the Kaufman game, is it sold out?
I don't think the game is sold out, but you can still. So if you come out to the K, we have worked out a deal with Major League Baseball where they're not going to have batting practice. We're going to have our celebrity softball game instead.
So
if you get out there early, they're going to open the gates early. Come on in and watch the celebrities play a really ridiculous game of softball.
Yeah.
I can't promise high-end competition, but I can.
It'll be ridiculous.
I can though. Promise a lot of ridiculousness, yeah.
I'll never forget, I played in the first one, and I think Pollock was playing second, and I went, and I was rounding first into second, and he made this huge, huge display, and just everything was huge, and he looked down, and he just whispered down the corner, he goes, "It's always showbiz, kid." And I was like, it was this super crazy one moment with Kevin. I was like, "What did you just say?" Like, and he just gave you the wink, and you're like, "Oh, I can't even believe I'm here right now." And you just see these guys efforting for Children's Mercy Hospital, yeah. And the smiles and the laughs, and they're doing stuff they love. And this is born to entertain, born to make people happy, and born to effort for others.
And going back to Kevin Pollak, Kevin is one of these guys who has only missed one. He's only missed one.
I genuinely love that guy.
And so he, you know, he personifies this whole thing where he does come out. He wants to participate. He loved it when it was poker because he's a mad poker player.
Yeah.
But as soon as we stopped the poker thing, he was like, "I'm still coming. I'm in now." So, you know, that's the impact of what Kansas City does. Because I'm so proud of this town. I'm proud of Kansas City. I love to show it off. And when I bring people in, I kind of peacock a little bit. I'm like, "Look around, talk to the people."
Right.
You'll be as amazed. Inevitably, it never fails. They always walk away going, "I love this town." And I'm like, "Well, now you know what I'm talking about.
Right?
Go tell your friends. Go back to the coast and tell your friends."
Oh, I've been flying out a couple times. Like, because our vacations are at the same time in the Slick. And I'll be at the airport and I look around and I'm like, "Oh boy." And it just looks like they've rung out because it's Sunday and they're flying out and they're hungover and you've been getting after it since Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And they're just, I'm like looking at the chairs and I'm like, "Hey,
yeah.
Just wave and don't stop."
There's
like,
nothing left of these guys and gals. When they go home, they're on fumes.
How can people get tickets for the T-Mobile show?
Go to BigSlickKC.org. BigSlickKC.org.
And then, of course, that's when the auction happens. You can be a part of all that. You can go out and see the game at the Kaufman show at Kaufman. And just jump online. You can give even if you can't make it.
I have to say, whoever does your merch is always incredible, too.
Oh,
you have such kick-ass merch.
Well, thank you. I think Joan Charbonneau does a lot of that stuff. She is Dave Koechner's sister. And Joan does a lot of wonderful work with that. Charlie Hustle is a great partner. They work with us and make some great T-shirts for us. And we have a great marketing team or agency. Who's the...
Barkley.
Who?
Barkley.
Barkley. I'm sorry, I blanked on that. But Barkley, they always come up with really fresh ideas every year, so we have new themes and stuff. So
that's another way then to go through that route. Maybe if you don't get to buy this, you can maybe go buy merchandise.
Yeah, oh, please, too. Yeah, because it's all going to Children's Mercy. So that's
big
a great,
slick
that's a
hats,
great reminder.
Big Slick decals, Big Slick stickers, Big Slick T-shirts, Big Slick hoodies.
Oh, I'm getting
everything.
A Slick Happens shirt.
No, it's Slick Happens is great. You guys did a custom pinball machine a couple times. I met a guy who builds pinball machines now too.
Yeah.
Like we can do another one. Like so this is a side note. He's a neurosurgeon, I believe, here in Kansas City. And he literally built out a brand new idea, built the software, built the cabinet, built everything inside, built the cages, built the all the geometry inside of it. Took him forever. It's amazing. I remember I showed you a video of it.
Yep.
Dude, we saw it. It was at the Comic-Con. And this is Lord-level stuff.
Like, he's too smart. He's too smart.
If we could get him and get him to do a big slate.
And he's
one.
A neurosurgeon?
Yeah, no, it's too much. Some people just...
Their cup runneth over.
Yeah,
is he handsome, too? Because I already hate him.
And he was nice. And he was very nice.
Okay, enough with this guy.
I know. I was like, thank you for ruining it for everybody.
But is he the pinball
else.
Wizard? Like, think about it. Because if he's a surgeon, he's
got to
have...
You know he is.
Such as I want to.
I have a sickness with a pinball. We were out playing it last night until too late. I don't even have a kitchen table anymore. There's two of them in my kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a sickness,
You're
man.
For real.
I hate it.
You got
I have a problem.
The hook's in deep.
Yeah. I like to see what the drunk me buys the sober me. If you've ever done that, I may be the only guy you
oh,
ever
really?
Made. I bought it. Amazon.
You're asking me?
You ever wake up and have them deliver a $7,000 pinball machine on Amazon?
Not that, that but is. I have woke up. I woke up in the 90s one time with a. I woke up in the 90s one time with a whole collection of Tony Robbins tapes at my door. And one of those Health Rider. You ever seen those Health Rider?
All right. You know? That's fantastic,
the worst.
Man.
The worst.
Dude, I know that you've got to do a bunch more press. I just love you. I do, Rob. I'm just,
right
our friendship you. Means a great deal to everybody in the studio.
Thanks.
And I'm just so proud you're from Kansas City. I mean, you know, we go through this world, we meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then you meet good people who do great things. And obviously you're a funny guy and you're a great actor and a great, all your talent is huge. But beyond that, dude, your heart. You're pure Kansas City. I'm super proud to call you a friend, man.
Right back at you. Right back at you. Right back at all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.